Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Frank Trumbauer and the state of Kentucky, have a spelling lesson, hear about some husbands, and fulfill a couple of requests. Now, if we were playing Jeopardy and you chose States of the Union for 1,000, the answer would be, it was admitted to the Union as the 15th state. The answer would be, what is Kentucky, which entered the Union as the 15th state on June 1st, 1792? Kentucky comes from an American Indian word for great meadow, and the state's nickname is the Bluegrass State. The state flower is the goldenrod, the official state bird is the cardinal, and the capital is Frankfort. So here in honor of Kentucky's statehood are some rapidly rotating records about Kentucky, beginning with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra.
Big leatherneck, you're going to quit the big show, are you?
Yes, I'm going in for bigger things, I am.
You're going in for a big bust,
yeah.
A big bust in the mouth.
Oh, cut out the kitten flag. I'm going home.
Home? Why, you haven't got a home. You're like the rest of the bunch of buzzards that quit and broke up the band. Well, anyway, before you go, you can sing a song for us. We got Phil the Fiddler left. Al can play the guitar. There's Joe with his harmonica. Larry's playing the piano. What are you going to sing?
Why, I'm going to sing about the blues I've got. The blues for the bluegrass in Kentucky.
You got the blues?
Yes, Flag, I've got the blues. You know, I've got a home and a mother and a dad and a sis, and gee, I love them all, too.
Say, Quoit, I never knew you had all that. Gee, buddy, I'd love to go along with you.
Why, you can come along with me if you want to.
Says you?
Says me.
Do you mean it, Quoit?
Well, I'll tell the cockeyed world. I've got a feeling that I'm going home today. Sure got a feeling that I'll never roam away. Got the blues, just sold my shoes to pay for a ride back to that little shack I just wanna hide.
So you've got the blues for the bluegrass down in old Kentucky, hey?
Hey, I've got a timetable showing me the best way there.
Well, if you've got the blues for a lass, I'll tell the world you're lucky, boy.
You bet I am. I'll soon be on my way. Never stray from the place I've not forgotten.
Are you gonna see your sis?
You bet.
And your mammy, too?
And how, say, I'll steal a kiss from my little sweetheart soon.
And you're gonna lay your head right in a bunch of snow-white cotton, ain't you?
I've got the blues for the bluegrass down in old KY.
So you got the blues for the bluegrass down in old Kentucky, hey?
You bet I have, and I've got a timetable showing me the best way there.
Well, if you've got the blues for a girl, I'll tell the cockeyed world you're lucky.
Say, I'll soon be on my way, never stray from the place I've not forgotten.
So you're gonna see your sis.
You bet.
And your mammy, too.
Lord, love her, I'll steal a kiss from my little sweetheart soon.
So you're gonna plant your head in a bunch of snow-white cotton.
And how I've got the blues for the bluegrass down in old KY. Well, come on, Flag. Let's carry on.
Says you.
Says me.
A trio of rapidly rotating records to commemorate the admission of Kentucky to the Union as the 15th state on June 1, 1792. We began with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra and Tuck in Kentucky and Smile, written by Bobby O'Brien, Don Roberts, and Sidney Holden. That was recorded on October 4, 1926. Although McAnally's version is an instrumental, there are lyrics to the tune, which was quite popular and also recorded by the Goofus Five, Fred Rich's group The Asterites, and Joe Candola and his orchestra. Next, it was Arthur Fields and Fred Hall and I've Got the Blues for the Bluegrass of Kentucky from November 4, 1929. In that song and some others, Fields and Hall play Sergeant Flagg and Sergeant Quirt, two soldiers who fight with each other more than the enemy. That fictional pair also appeared in movies such as What Price Glory and The Cockeyed World, portrayed by Victor McLaughlin and Edmund Lowe. We finished up with Keep Your Sunny Side Up, with the vocal by Frank Luther. So what does Keep Your Sunny Side Up have to do with Kentucky? Well, the group backing up Frank Luther was Johnny Hamp and his Kentucky Serenaders. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1901 in Carbondale, Illinois, of Frank Trumbauer. His mother played piano in movie theaters, and Frank tried his hand at violin, flute, trombone, and piano, but after hearing the saxophone, decided that was the instrument for him. He served in the Navy in World War I, and by the time he left, he could play proficiently by ear, but spent 9 months studying and learning to sight read and to play cornet and bassoon. Over the next few years, he worked for a number of dance band leaders in St. Louis, including Max Goldman, Earl Fuller, and Gene Rodemich. In 1923, he joined the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and the following year was with Ray Miller. He led a small combo at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis, and in 1925, Bix Beiderbecke joined the group, beginning their close association. The two worked together in orchestras led by Gene Goldkett, Adrian Rollini, and Paul Whiteman. In 1927, Tram got his own recording contract with OK, and in the 30s led his own big bands. In 1939, he became an aeronautics inspector and a test pilot during World War II. He died in Kansas City, Missouri on June 11, 1956. Here's Frank Trumbauer. Thank you.
sing hallelujah, come get happy, get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come get happy, the Lord is waiting for your hand. Shout hallelujah, come get happy, we're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and get happy, you better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come get happy, get ready for that day.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bix and Tram, and with humming by Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Young on Dancing Shadows from April 22, 1928. Before that, we heard Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, May 10, 1930, and Get Happy. Frank performed quadruple duty on that record, directing the band, providing the vocal, and playing clarinet and cornet. We began with a recording that had effects upon a number of Reed players, including Benny Carter, I Never Miss the Sunshine, Frank Trumbauer on C Melody and alto sax with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago on June 14, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL, Avalon.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Several weeks ago, I received a nice email from regular listeners Rob and Sherry, along with a couple of requests, which I'm pleased to be able to fulfill. Here's Al Jolson.
Over a thousand years or maybe more, out on an island on a lonely shore, Robinson Crusoe landed one fine day. No rent to pay, no wife to obey. His good man Friday was his only friend. He didn't borrow or lend. They built a little hut, lived there till Friday, but Saturday night it was shut. Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they would start in the room, and on Sunday morning they come staggering home. They went hunting for rabbits when the weather grew colder, but Crusoe came home with a hare on his shoulder. Now where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Robinson Crusoe was a good old scout. Robinson Crusoe knew his way about. He'd go out hunting chickens now and then, but he knew when he was chasing a hen. Once he told Friday, you must stay at home, I've got to go out alone. Friday felt very blue. He said, it's wrong of you, couldn't you fix it for two? Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? One fine Saturday night, they had nothing to do, so they started counting all the girlies they knew. Friday counted till 13, and Crusoe said, brother, you know, 13's unlucky, let's go get another. So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they would start in the room, and on Sunday morning they come staggering home. On this island live wild men in cannibal trimming, and you know where there are wild men, there must be wild women. So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Sister Susie sewing in the kitchen on a finger. There's miles and miles of flannel on the floor and on the stairs. And Father's busy frothing, getting mixed up with the cotton. and sitting on the needles that she leaves upon the chair. And should you knock at our front door, Mother says, come inside. And if you ask where Susie is, she says, with a loving pride, Sister Susie, sewing shirts for soldiers. Such still as sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, saying they'd sooner sleep on thistles than the saucy, soft-shod shirt for soldiers Sister Susie shows. Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers. Such still as sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send epistles, saying they'd sooner sleep on thistles than the saucy, soft-shod shirts for soldiers Sister Susie sews. My goodness, I'm certainly glad that's through. Now, tell what I'll do this afternoon. To any lady or gentleman in the audience that will try and sing this chorus, I will offer a prize. To any lady that will sing it, I will give a 10-pound box of Hylers, Cajun Shaws, Liggett, or Park and Tilford candy. I used to mention only one name, but they didn't send me anything. Now, to any gentleman that will sing the chorus, I will offer a brand new hat. Is there any gentleman in the house would like to try it?
I'll try it.
All right, go right ahead.
Sister Susie, sewing shirts for soldiers.
That's fine.
Such skill as sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie sews.
Don't get nervous.
Some soldiers and a pistol.
That's funny. I gotta laugh at that. I feel pretty rocky, but I gotta laugh. Some soldiers and her pistol. Why didn't you say revolvers and be done with it? Now, I tell you, folks, what we'll do. You've all heard the song two or three times. Let us all take it together. Have a good time. Let's sing right out loud. Now.
Sister Susie, sewing shirts for soldiers.
That's fine.
Still has sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie.
That's great. Keep it up.
Woo!
That's good.
Good. And the saucy, soft shirts for soldiers.
Sister Susie, sewing.
On this island of wild men, the cannibal trimming, and where there are wild men, there must be wild women. So where did Robinson Crusoe go on Friday and Saturday night? Hey, la 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 la, ho ho, boom de daddy, a boom de daddy, a rickety da, a rickety da, a rickety da, ho, saggy waggy, a wig wig waggy, what about cowboy? Where did Robinson Crusoe go on Friday and Saturday night? Ha ha. Thank you.
Well, there's the second of a couple of disparate versions of Where Did Robinson Crusoe Go with Friday on Saturday Night. That was Harry Roy's Tiger Ragamuffins with Stanley Black and Norman White each playing a piano, and Ray Ellington singing and playing drums on October 12, 1937. We began with Al Jolson and his February 28, 1916 Columbia recording. Where Did Robinson Crusoe Go was written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and George W. Meyer, and was one of lots of songs of the time which asked questions, such as who paid the rent for Mrs. Rip Van Winkle when Rip Van Winkle went away, and who played poker with Pocahontas when John Smith went away. In between the Robinson Crusoes, it was Jolly once again with his big hit, the tongue twister Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers. That was recorded on December 3, 1914, also by Columbia. I'm particularly glad that Rob requested those two songs, since it enabled me not only to fulfill his request, but also to make up a bit for not having a specific set on last week's show to commemorate Jolson's birthday, which is unknown, but which he chose as May 26th, because he liked the idea of having been born in the spring. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, June 2nd in 1937, the serial drama Second Husband made its debut over CBS Radio. It started as a 30-minute program, Tuesday evenings at 7:30, sponsored by Bayer Aspirin. In 1942, the show moved to daytime as a 15-minute serial, Monday through Friday. The show starred Helen Menken as Brenda Cummings and Joe Curtin as Grant Cummings, the second husband, and had a cast of about 25. The show continued on the air until 1946. So here to commemorate Second Husband are some rapidly rotating records about husbands, beginning with J.C. Flippin.
That I know who always pal around. Any place they're bound, both of them are found dancing with each other's wives. And should you happen near, if you heard their conversation, this is what you'd hear. We'd understand each other, we'd lead a merry life, if I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife. We're made for one another, just like a fork and knife. If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife, somehow my arms just seem to fit round your waist, somehow your lips I feel must have the right taste. Oh, tell me, why didn't we meet sooner? Where were you all my life? If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife. Never a care or strife. If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife, we'd get along together just like a drum or fife. If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife, I've got a ring. It's just a 5-carat wow, the only thing. My wife is wearing it now. I'm sorry, I'd love to take you out, dear, but why should I risk your life? If I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife, flip it over.
Fame famous men, they come and go. Where they go to, I don't know. All I know, it's clear, I'm still here. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. A charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Our honeymoon in China was a do. We visited pagodas quite a few. Said a geisha, you look sporty, but I said I daren't be naughty. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Said the geisha, serving tea me like you. A tasty dish she brought and made love to. Then I said, you'd better stop quick, you can't meddle with me chopstick. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. Mr. Wu, she feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just as little something that the others haven't got. In the market square of things I bought a few. They tried to sell me silk pajamas too. I said, though I might admire them, I don't think I shall require them. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Then a girl said, I intend to marry you. Of little chinks we'll soon have 22. I said, that's a proposition, but I'm no Chinese magician. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu.
Keep walking in her husband's sleep. She walks what he goes to nightly would make a saint weep. He turns his panties upside down, takes his hat, rips out the crown. He thinks he's a wise one in scheming. He's dreaming. He's in the cuckoo clock. Cuckoo, cuckoo, he stops to cuckoo too. While other women have to go without till things get cheap, she just keeps walking in her husband's sleep. Quiet, Tommy. My gracious, what was that? Where ignorance is bliss, it's folly to be wise. And while he lays there snoring on the cradle of the deep, he just keeps walking in her husband's sleep.
A trio of rapidly rotating records about husbands to commemorate the debut of the CBS radio serial drama Second Husband on June 2, 1937. We began with J.C. Flippin and a Parlophone 78 from December of 1926, If I Didn't Know Your Husband and You Didn't Know My Wife, written by L. Wolf Gilbert and Abel Baer. We haven't heard from George Formby for a while, but there he was with I'm the Husband of the Wife of Mr. Wu from June 16, 1939. That's one of a number of songs George Formby wrote and recorded about Mr. Wu, including Mr. Wu's A Window Cleaner Now, The Chinese Laundry Blues, Mr. Wu and the Air Force, and The Wedding of Mr. Wu. We finished up with Eileen Stanley from a December 1920 Edison record, and She Walks in Her Husband's Sleep, written by Albert von Tilzer and Andrew B. Sterling.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Well, I said at the beginning of the show that we were going to have a spelling lesson, but I lied. Instead, it's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Rhythmic Eight. Or is that, here are the Rhythmic Eight.
Thank you. career, and you should. Only one thing stops you, dear, you're too good. If you want a future, darling, why don't you get a pass? 'Cause that fatal moment's coming at last. We're all alone, no chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber, let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous, let's misbehave. When Adam won his hand, he wouldn't stand for a teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say the spring means just one thing to little lovers. We're not above birds, let's misbehave. It's getting late, and while I wait, my poor heart aches on. Why keep the brakes on? Let's misbehave. I feel quite sure un peu d'amour would be attractive. While we're still active, let's misbehave. If you would just be sweet and only meet your fate, dear, could be the great event of 1928, dear. Whenever he's good, your pedigree's good. Let me behave. The hour is prime, we're wasting time procrastinating. Start osculating.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with The Rhythmic Eight, June 4, 1931, and Roll On, Mississippi, Roll On. Next, from June 1, 1937, it was the instantly recognizable Powerhouse, written by Raymond Scott and performed there by Hal Kemp and his orchestra. That was followed by Irving Aronson and his Commanders with Cole Porter's Let's Misbehave, with the vocal by Irene Bordoni, from June 4, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.